paranormal events. Sometimes I hear or read some really strange stuff. I saw something that I just had to laugh at. It was a comment why an employee at a famous haunted house said he was fired. The house is known as the House of the Conjuring. He claims his boss told him he was accused of stealing by the ghost of the owner who communicated this to his boss. You have to admit this has to be one of the most unusual reasons for being fired. We know the locals from the tribes in Utah believe in a creature known as the Skinwalker. It is said to be a demonic shapeshifter. The natives are so scared of it, they resist saying the name. That brings me to what is going on in Illinois. A family that claims a skinwalker attacked them. I didn't watch it, but it is said their story was on the Travel Channel. What I was wondering about is how did they know what a skinwalker looked like? I found out when I read about them. It turns out they are at least partially or fully Native American, so I guess this answers my question. Is the world full of ghosts and monsters? Some people think it is. Let's not forget extraterrestrials. I guess the big question is there some link between all these things? There are certainly some things which are hard to explain. Let us think about this for a second. Could extraterrestrials be responsible for much of this stuff? There is a school of thought which states there might not be any ghosts, just extraterrestrials making us think there are. If this is true, why would they be doing this? I often say we may not be able to recognize their reasons, because they think about things differently than we do. They could have some long-range plan which involves creatures like Bigfoot, which has been reported to have been seen exiting a UFO. They could be responsible for lake monsters and even creatures like the Jersey Devil. I know this might sound like lunacy to many people because many believe extraterrestrials don't exist, or have yet to appear to us. Of course, to believe this one has to disregard what is and has been going on in our skies for years and the tons of whistleblowers who report seeing extraterrestrials in the service of the government and in other situations. On the other hand, there is no solid proof lake monsters exist. The Jersey Devil, though, has been seen by quite a few people who reported it. A foreign actress was touring the United States when she booked rooms in a hotel. She claimed she was very uncomfortable because she felt there was a ghost in her room. She claimed to feel a lot of negative energy. Maybe it was something she ate. It is said the most haunted club in the United States was Bobby Mackey's. There are some terrible stories of events which happened there in the past. The club is being demolished and objects from the club are being auctioned off. The owners decided to build a new building. The question is why? Is the real reason too many paranormal events have occurred at the club which endangered family and maybe customers? With such a reputation, many people, who believe the place was haunted, may decide not to participate in the auction. After all, who would want to bring the ghost into their home? There is a town in Nicaragua where the people are scared to death. They claim the monkey witch or Mona Brewer is running all over the place, banging on doors and running over roofs. It is believed this witch can turn into a monkey. I don't know about you, but I do know monkeys can be very annoying at times and get real crazy with what they do. I had a first-hand experience with a monkey many years ago. I had a house in Queens, New York, at the time. I just came home from work and saw a monkey swinging from the roof. I tried to catch it but to no avail and it continued to run all over the outside of the house. I finally called the police who came, who probably thought I was a nut job, but soon realized I was not when they saw the monkey. It took a while, but they finally caught it. It turned out some kid turned up at a police station trying to find out if anyone turned in his pet monkey which escaped. Maybe it was the monkey witch? People thought they had a ghost in their home. They kept finding things rearranged and food missing. That should have been the tip-off, ghosts don't need food. It turned out a man was living there in secret and they found him hiding in a closet. That reminds me of a similar experience I had. I was an amateur astronomer and had a large telescope which I had built a small observatory for in my backyard. One night I went into it and found a young teenage girl in there. I called my teenage daughter from the house and asked her if she knew anything about this. She confessed to me the girl had a fight with her adopted parents and ran away from home and begged me not to take her back. I told the girl if she told me her phone number, I would call her mother and ask if she could stay the night with my daughter. The parents were very relieved and said yes, and I told them I would take her home the next day. A social media influencer, that is what they call them nowadays for the older crowd, is famous for seeing ghosts. He claims as he was exploring, voices told him to get out. Next, stones were being thrown at him. I am not too big on this sort of thing, it is just too easy to fake voices, or hear outside voices. I am not saying he did fake them, but they are not really evidence of anything. I remember one team which were investigating a house where the complaint was voices could be heard and there were no houses near enough to hear people in them talking. It turned out people walking by on the sidewalk talking could be heard. If I was a betting man, which I am not, I would have to say over 97% of all paranormal encounters can be explained or are hoaxes. There is still, however, that unexplainable 3%.